Thank you for making this broadcast part of your afternoon. Minnesota, the Golden Gophers leading Miami of Ohio 10-0. James Gardiner walks off the field under his own power. It's first and 10 for Miami of Ohio, moving left to right on their own 48. Zone read handoff to Thomas to the left. Tries to string it out all the way outside the numbers. Turns it up across the 50 and officially spotted on the 46-yard line. So a gain of 6 on first down for Miami of Ohio, who has now made their deepest penetration into Gopher territory and their only penetration into Gopher territory today. Ragland in the shotgun on second down and 4. Two receivers right, single receiver left. Chest high snap, play action fake. Under pressure, lets it fly down the sideline left side. A lot of contact between Terrell Smith and Luke Mayock, and it is incomplete, out of bounds. Third down for the Redhawks.
Royal Silver, defensive lineman from the Gophers, able to get into the backfield and cause Ragland to kind of throw that ball off balance there.
10:24 to go in the second quarter, 10-0. Golden Gophers with the lead, trying to preserve the shutout. Gus Ragland, the fifth-year senior, in the shotgun. With Mayock to the left, three receivers right. Quick drop, pass to the flat, is complete, but tackled immediately on the catch for the Redhawks was Nick Morosi, the redshirt junior from Grand Rapids, Michigan, making a big play, and it's enough for a first down. Didn't need much, but just enough to move the sticks. A gain of 4. This time, we've seen no huddle from both teams so far today, but now taking their time in the huddle is Miami of Ohio. Ragland in the shotgun, a back to his right. Three receivers, quick drop, pumps, looking left. Rainbow to the left side, leaping for the grab, incomplete, broken up, but contact created by defensive back Antonio Chenault, intended for Mayock. And now we'll see what the flags are.
Pass interference, defense, number 34. 15-yard penalty from the previous spot. Automatic first down.
And an automatic first down on the pass interference play. And that's one way to move the football.
Yeah, that is one way to move the football there, Logan. That's going to be a costly 15-yard penalty there for the Gopher defense.
Puts Miami of Ohio in field goal range at the 26-yard line in Gopher territory. They did not get in the red zone the entire game against Cincinnati. They're 6 yards away from getting there here in Minneapolis. Pistol formation and delay of game. Ragland did not get the snap in time.
False start. Offense.
Ruled a false start. Somebody moved early. Either way, 5 yards backward, as we said. Miami of Ohio was knocking on the door of the red zone. They apparently want to ring and dash.
2 steps forward, 1 step back right there for the Redhawks.
So first down and 15. Back to the Gopher 31. Ragland in the gun. Smith to his left. Two receivers left, single receiver right. The handoff to Smith. Breaks outside, cuts up middle, 30. 20 and dives forward with a Gopher latched onto his ankle down to the 18-yard line inside the hash mark. Making the tackle was Kamal Martin. But a nice gain, almost a first down. Needed 15, comes up with 12. It's 2nd and 3 and right back up to the line of scrimmage are Miami of Ohio. Ragland takes the snap, handoff up the middle. This time stuck at the line of scrimmage. The running back trying to find a little bit of room. Davian Johnson in on that play from Pontiac, Michigan. And he is stuffed at the line of scrimmage by that Gopher front.
Gopher front 4 able to get a good push. Like you alluded to, was able to meet Davian Johnson right there at the line of scrimmage and limit him to a yard to the game.
Muggy conditions, hot and humid here at the bank, 3rd and 1. On the Gopher 16, the handoff. First down if it stands. There's flags all over the place. on the carry was Alonzo Smith.
Holding.
But there was a holding penalty on Miami of Ohio, and again shooting themselves in the proverbial foot. 10-0, Gophers with the lead. Miami of Ohio trying to cut into that deficit with 8:33 to go in the second quarter. But two penalties have taken what would almost certainly be a first down and turned it into third down and 11. Back to the Gopher 27. The crowd getting into it here at TCF Bank Stadium. One receiver to the left, trips to the right. Raglan looks over to the sideline. Smith in the backfield to his right. Belt high snap, dropping to throw. A dart over the middle, complete. It's short of the first down at the 20. Making the play was Jalen Wall. There is a flag. We'll see what it is. That pass probably
illegal
got...
illegal formation. Five players in the backfield. That penalty is declined. Fourth down.
Interesting decision by the Gophers, declining that penalty. It is fourth down now, but that puts Miami of Ohio in pretty reasonable field goal position with the ball on the 19-yard line of the Gophers, where if you put it back 10 yards, maybe would have knocked them out. Certainly you give up a chance to give up the first down. Could see either way being beneficial or going wrong. Ball on the right hash, it will be kicked from the 27. So a 37-yard attempt for Sam Sloman, who has not tried a field goal yet this year. Plenty of leg and through the uprights. 10-3, Miami of Ohio back into this one, trailing the Gophers by 7. 7:56 to go in the second quarter. We'll take a break and be back with more Gopher football to see if they can answer on offense after this on the Gopher Football Network. Welcome back to TCF Bank Stadium. 10-3, the University of Minnesota over the University of Miami, Ohio. 7:56 to go here in the second quarter. During the break, the Little Gopher Cam, a popular promotion in the crowd as people hold up their babies like Simba on the Lion King as some Lion King music plays over the loudspeaker. Kicking off for Miami of Ohio, Sam Sloman, the right-footed kick is almost through the uprights. The wind at his back, and Sloman gets all of his right foot into that one. It's a touchback, and the Gophers will get the ball on their own 25-yard line, trying to go back up by two scores. A hot, muggy day here at TCF Bank Stadium has kept a little bit of the crowd away, I think, as probably about half full. The people that are here are certainly standing up and making for a fun football environment. Especially feel bad for the band down there in those heavy clothes, the heavy uniforms.
Or Goldie.
First and 10 for the Gophers at their own 25. Zach Anikstead, the true freshman, starting quarterback in the gun. Two receivers left, single receiver right. A handoff up the middle to Bryce Williams. Breaks the initial tackle and pushes the pile forward for a gain of 2 right in the heart of the defense that initially looked like it would be stopped at the line of scrimmage. Second and 8 for the Gophers. The Gophers trying to start 3-0 after starting 2-0 with wins over New Mexico State and Fresno State in dramatic fashion last week with a last-second interception by Antoine Winfield. Second and 8, snap back to Anikstead. Tons of time, lofts it down the left side. Wide open is Johnson at midfield, tiptoes out of bounds on the left boundary. He had 5 yards between them, and a huge play from Anikstead to Johnson. Spotted at the 49-yard line, a gain of 22 yards for the Gophers.